Chapter 1. In the spring of her 22nd year, Smilla fell in love for the first time in her life. An intense love, a veritable tornado sweeping across the plains, flattening everything in its... flattening everything in its path, tossing things up in the air, ripping them to shreds, crushing them to bits. The tornado's intensity doesn't abate for a second as it blasts across the ocean, laying waste to Angkor Wat, incinerating an Indian jungle, tigers and everything, transforming itself into a Persian desert sandstorm, burying an exotic fortress city under a sea of sand. In short, a love of truly monumental proportions. The person she fell in love with happened to be 17 years older than Smilla, and was married, and, I should add, was a woman. This is where it all began, and where it all ended, almost. At the time, Smilla Violet, in Japanese, was struggling to become a writer. No matter how many choices life might bring her way, it was novelist or nothing. Her resolve was a regular rock of Gibraltar. Nothing could come between her and her faith in literature. After she graduated from a public school in Kanagawa Prefecture, she entered the liberal arts department of a cozy little private college in Tokyo. She found the college totally out of touch, a lukewarm, dispirited place, and she loathed it, and found her fellow students, which would include me, I'm afraid, hopelessly dull, secondary specimens. Unsurprisingly then, just before her junior year, she simply upped and left. Staying there any longer, she concluded, was a waste of time. I think it was the right move, but if I can be allowed a mediocre generalization, don't pointless things have a place too in this far from perfect world? Remove everything pointless from an imperfect life, and it'll lose even its imperfection.